Lovely Kimberly Moore.
So I thought I had to do a title slide, but I'm not. Okay, so as instructors, we're often challenged to figure out how we're going to add life skills and soft skills into our classes. We had a whole workshop last year, so I thought I would just talk about my rubric that I use in assessing some of these skills. I have what's called a challenge question assignment. So I give my students a problem, and they have to solve that problem. So I wanted to walk through each part of the rubric that I use and what skills are being assessed. So in the introduction and purpose, we are pointing out they have to describe the problem that I gave them, and this skill challenges them. I grade them on their writing with clarity. Can they clearly describe the problem and tell me what it was? Then they have to, the second part of the rubric is I ask them to tell me about the symptoms and to give me data to support the problem. And this acts, they have to then analyze the data and describe the symptoms. I then ask them to give me a solution. So now they have to start thinking and pulling it all together to come up with a solution to the problem based on the data. So they're pulling in analysis, questioning, and finding a viable solution. And some of the solutions are very interesting. I don't grade them if their solution is right or wrong, but can they support it? Then they have to get to the next part. The next part of the rubric is the next steps. They can't just stop at the solution. They have to go beyond the solution. What would be the next thing that would happen, and where would this go? So, again, it's pulling in all that cognitive function and those thinking and then synthesizing and pulling it all together. And the last part of the rubric is I grade them on the quality, because if they can't tell me where they got their sources and if they don't cite them properly and if I can't understand what they said, I can't grade them. So I will give them credit for their solution, but they have to tell me where they got their sources of information, and they have to use multiple sources of information. And each one of those is a set of points. So you could make it 5 to 10 points. It could be a group project, or it could be an individual. But it challenges them to synthesize and look at the data and think critically, which are life skills that we want them to have. And you can put them in a group, or you can make it do it alone. I'm really excited.